Jim and Marjorie.
Jim and Marjorie now. 96.9 Boston Talks.
It is 7:48 in the morning, and it is 40 degrees going up to 47, I think in the 60s back in on Monday. As he does every single Friday, right about this time, we are joined by Carl from New Hampshire to talk not about New Hampshire, but about Greater Boston. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Marjorie.
Good morning, Carl.
So you got anything good this week or no?
Isn't it beautiful out?
No.
The birds are chirping.
No, they're not.
Yeah, daylight savings this weekend. We set our clocks for, which is a drag. You're losing out.
It's not a drag if it's on the weekend. It's not a drag at all.
It's going to be light, light, light.
Oh, my God. Now, you have anything going on or what?
I heard that the birds are chirping. I heard some other kind of animal that I'm not sure what it was this morning.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll tell you what's going on.
What? What is?
Van Halen with Kool and the Gang.
Both of them?
Yes.
Together or separately?
Together, well, Van Halen with Kool and the Gang. I think it's two separate performances on the same evening.
Yeah.
Sunday at TD Garden. You know, the older I get, I love these shows where they roll the musicians out on gurneys. And you know that Eddie Van Halen's guitar is actually built right into his gurney now. It's one. And I also like, you know what? They got a little extra bonus. The entire audience is invited to join the band for a post-concert dinner at Friendly's.
That's really quite a deal. So that's that's Sunday
we went
night.
To the Simon
TD Bank.
And Garfunkel concert, and nobody could get up for to applaud for the encore.
No, we went to Simon and Garfunkel, literally at TD the reunion. We went with a couple of salespeople here. We were the youngest people in the whole audience.
Oh, God, it was awful.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it makes you never want to go again.
Exactly.
Now, this next item, let me say, one of the hallmarks of being a good weekend previewer is being able to, you know, promote things you're not crazy about because I care about the audience. I care
That's
about
good.
You folks.
I like
want
that.
Everyone to have a good weekend.
I like that.
Celtic Women.
Mm-hmm.
That's tonight at the Wang Theater. And can I say, I've never understood the appeal of this frightening group of women. The stage, the costumes, the singing, the music.
Yeah.
Every bit of it is like something from an Alfred Hitchcock film. Nonetheless, they're very popular. So enjoy.
Okay. Well,
yeah, you know, I'm kind of with you on that.
You're a Celtic woman.
I know. I'm kind of with you, Carl. I never got it.
What is it? What do they do when they get there?
They sing, but it's not very sexy. It's not very...
It's kind of odd, Marjorie. I mean, they got beautiful voices, but I'm telling you, I see them and I have nightmares. I wake up in the middle of the night
Irish
screaming.
Step dancing, where you can only move
I
your
love
feet.
Step dancing.
Are you kidding?
Well, you think
it
that's sexually
so
repressed.
Weird.
Is that what you think?
Just a tad.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on?
Well, that's what John Cleese said. Everything is about sex.
Mm. Right.
Now, I understand this next guy is going to be joining you in studio.
Yes.
Sinbad, 9:30. Is it the Wilbur tonight? Yeah.
Well, maybe you can ask him this for me.
Sure.
Well, aside from if he ever needs an opening act, but this next question will probably... It says here he's been working in Boston since the 80s, but I'm not sure. Is it the 1980s or 1880s?
Carl, the guy's going to be with us in an hour and a half in studio.
Well, yeah, but I'm not there. I'm way up here in New Hampshire.
He's at the Wilbur tonight.
Find me.
Fine. And he's in studio live. He's one of the quiz contestants today with the guy who owns Lobster Live, one of the food tricks,
I'm
and the
excited.
Grilled Cheese Nation thing. That's the 9-0. So let's move on, if you know
what
I mean,
what?
Carl.
You know what? I'll tell you, I actually love Sinbad.
Yeah, sure you do.
I'm telling you, he's great.
Yeah, you'll
he's
be opening for him really soon.
Yeah, okay.
Fine.
Sheer Madness, that's tonight at the Charles Playhouse.
That's supposedly great. I've never seen that. I hear it's great.
I bet you didn't know this. Still in the Guinness Book of World Records as the longest running play in history. And
really?
Who doesn't want to be a part of that?
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, every play I've ever been dragged to seems like the world's longest running play to me. But apparently it is Sheer Madness. They are in the Guinness Book of
what
World Records.
What happened to Blue Mask? Hasn't Blue Mask been around? What is not Blue Mask? That's the website. Blue Group? What are they called? Blue Man Group. Sorry.
Blue Mask Group
is the liberal website.
Every week. And that's right, because they're supposed to be up to Charles, right?
I don't know where the hell they are.
Well, maybe
they've
finally
been around
taking
forever.
A night off.
Be really on top of it. Go. What else?
Yeah, they take a night off once every 15 years.
Okay.
Now, this sounds like a lot of fun to me. The Boston Massacre reenactment. This is going to be tomorrow from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Old State House Museum.
Yeah.
Come join us for this delightful massacre held at the very same location where the actual massacre took place in 1770.
Yeah.
Okay, now listen. This is in quotes. This is from their promo.
Okay.
decide for yourself when the soldiers fire into the crowd whether they acted in self-defense or cold-blooded murder. The triage unit will be open from 8 to 10 p.m. with appetizers and guns. Are you kidding me? What are you doing down here in Boston?
When is that again?
If you'd like to go to a massacre, that's tomorrow, 7 to 8 p.m., at the Old State House Museum.
Who goes to these things?
I don't, a lot of people are history
the
buffs.
The people that
they
dress
like
up in those outfits?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. If they're into that, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no reason to make fun of them. I'm serious.
You still have one of those outfits, don't
I
you?
I do. Too? I have a little powdered wig, the whole deal, yeah.
I thought so.
Okay.
Well, you know, if you're not busy tomorrow.
So I am busy tomorrow.
Finally, the St. Patrick's Day pub crawl, Southie style.
Oh,
wait,
my
where
God.
Is that?
Oh my
I'm
God.
Not sure. I don't think I've ever done it selfie style.
All
this
day
is
long.
Tomorrow. It is all day long.
Yeah.
What happens?
From 10 to 6.
10 to 6.
This is how they hail people in with this ad. It says, "Hey, fellow drinkers."
That's good.
"Let's crack them open at 10 in the morning."
Oh my God.
"And our salute to Irish history."
Is that what it really says?
I added part
okay,
of that.
Fine, okay, fine. Okay.
All participants are expected to be reduced to an actual crawl by 2 p.m. or risk being disqualified.
By the way, speaking of the St. Patrick's Day pub crawl, I assume you all know that a week from Sunday, I will be hosting the television coverage on NECN.
Thank you,
10
Jim.
To 12:30 of the St. Patrick's yeah. Day breakfast. Thank you very much, Carl. Put that on next week's list. Now, Carl, are you doing anything anywhere, or what's your deal?
I was in Portland last night, and I'm off this weekend, and I'm at Chuckles in North Andover next weekend.
Can I tell you something? I'll give you a little advice. Promoting stuff you've done in the past is really good for your career, by the way. You could have seen me last night in Portland had you been there, but you weren't because you...
Well, that's, you know, sometimes making people feel bad or guilty helps get them to your next gig. It's
How was the
different.
Show? How was the show last night?
The show was great at the Comedy Connection. We talked about this. Portland.
Yeah, love Portland.
Great town. Great
town. How'd you do? I mean, I don't mean how did you do? How was your part of the deal?
I did better than the night you guys saw me.
I know that is total BS.
Well,
I
tell you, I thought
night.
You were great the night we saw you. You're too modest, Carl. You were terrific.
No, you're really fine.
I, by the way, I'm going to be on the Emily Rooney Show, Beat the Press,
okay,
tonight
fine,
at 7 o'clock on
okay,
WGBH
good.
Television,
okay, good.
Critiquing the press's malfeasance of the week.
All right, Carl, enough of you. We'll see you next Friday, 7:45. Carl from the
Thank you, Carl.
By the way, what's your website again if people want to do something with you? What's the website thing?
Carl, K-A-R-L from NH.com.
Okay. I wouldn't
Carl
be buying your phone.
Carl from NH.com.
Yeah,
it is a great one.
You
can see what Carl looks like, which is fascinating in and of itself.
And by the way, if you go to our blog on 969bostontalks.com, all of these events that that Carl has told you about, the links to the site and the hours and all that sort of stuff. Carl, thank you so much.
Carl, have a great weekend. Good to talk to you as always.
Really good to talk to you,
It
Carl.
Is always good to talk to him. I love Carl.